Good morning, and welcome to Simply People. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, Venus Williams, Tina Knowles, and more fashion aces serve at the Challengers premiere. Plus, a Frenchman who helped fend off a Sydney Mall attacker is offered Australian citizenship months before his visa expires. And former Congressman Madison Cawthorn crashes his sports car into a Florida state trooper. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply People. We start off with the glitz and glamour of Hollywood as the biggest stars came out to serve looks at the Los Angeles premiere of the new film Challengers. The sports drama stars Zendaya as a professional tennis player caught in a love triangle between her husband, played by Mike Faist, and her ex-boyfriend and former teammate, played by Josh O'Connor. The film is directed by Luca Guadagnino. For more on the star-studded red carpet, we go to our correspondent on the scene. Give us the highlights of who showed up and stunned at this premiere.
The Challengers premiere drew an impressive crowd of A-listers. Of course, all eyes were on Zendaya, who capped off her recent string of knockout press tour looks in an elegant Vera Wang gown. The film's other stars, Josh O'Connor and Mike Faist, also looked dapper as they celebrated their project. Beyond the film's headliners, there was major star power in attendance to support them. Venus Williams brought her tennis champion pedigree to the red carpet. Beyoncé's mother, Tina Knowles, also made a cheek appearance. Actresses like Cynthia Erivo, Storm Reid, Chloe Cherry, and Xochitl Gomez were all spotted at the event as well.
Some of those names are very exciting. Did you get a chance to speak with any of the stars?
Yes, I briefly caught up with Zendaya, who said she was thrilled to see so many supporters come out for the premiere. She mentioned being especially moved to have Venus Williams there, given the film's tennis themes. Josh O'Connor and Mike Faist echoed the sentiment, saying it was humbling to have such impressive industry figures there to launch the movie. Overall, there was a palpable air of excitement for the project.
It sounds like Challengers is shaping up to be a must-see film. In addition to the actors, were there any other notable attendees from the production side?
Absolutely. Challengers director Luca Guadagnino, who recently helmed the acclaimed Bones and All, was of course on hand for his film's debut. I also spotted famed producers Amy Pascal and Rachel O'Connor, who no doubt are hoping Challengers is their next hit. Musicians Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, who composed the score, walked the carpet as well. With so much talent involved, both in front of and behind the camera, this film seems poised to make a splash.
Thank you for that report. It certainly seems like Challengers is generating a lot of buzz ahead of its theatrical release this Friday. Moving from the silver screen to a real-life hero, a Frenchman's brave actions during a tragic attack in Sydney, Australia, have earned him the nickname Bollard Man and a surprising offer of citizenship. Damien Garreau helped fend off a knife-wielding attacker at a shopping mall, potentially saving many lives, despite his visa being set to expire in a few months. The Australian government is now stepping in. Bella is here with more details on this remarkable story. What can you tell us about what happened during this attack and Garreau's actions?
It was a terrifying scene at the Westfield Shopping Center in Sydney's Bondi Junction area on Saturday. A man armed with a knife went on a rampage, fatally stabbing six people and injuring a dozen more, including a nine-month-old baby. Amidst the chaos, Damien Garreau and his friend Silas Despreau heard the shouts and sprang into action. Garreau grabbed a bollard, one of those sturdy posts used for traffic control, and wielded it to block the attacker from reaching more potential victims at the top of an escalator. He and Despreau then helped guide police to the assailant.
Wow, an incredibly brave and quick-thinking response in a moment of crisis. And this all came as Garreau was facing an expiring visa.
That's right. In interviews after the attack, Garreau mentioned he was in Australia on a work visa that was set to run out in a couple months. Upon learning this, his attorney started a petition calling for Garreau to be granted Australian citizenship in recognition of his heroic actions. The petition quickly caught the attention of top officials. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, publicly welcomed Gouraud to stay in Australia for as long as you like, and said he would be a worthy addition as an Australian citizen, even if a loss for France.
Has there been any update on whether Gouraud will be able to stay?
Yes, Gouraud's attorney has confirmed that he will be granted permanent residency in Australia. They are just waiting on the official paperwork to come through. It's a life-changing turn of events stemming from a few moments of bravery and selflessness in a time of tragedy. Even French President Emmanuel Macron took note, expressing condolences to Australia and pride in how his compatriots acted as true heroes that day.
An incredible story of heroism and a well-deserved reward of a new home for Bollard Man. Thank you for those details, Bella. In other news, former Congressman Madison Cawthorn allegedly crashed his sports car into a Florida state trooper on Monday, according to eyewitness reports. The Florida Highway Patrol did not name Cawthorn directly, but the description they released matches the former representative's age and place of residence. For more on this developing story, we turn to our correspondent on the scene. What more can you tell us about what happened?
That's right, David. A concerning incident involving the controversial former congressman. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, a 2021 Mercedes rear-ended a state trooper's Dodge Charger in a construction zone in Collier County, Florida. The trooper sustained minor injuries and was transported to a local hospital. While authorities did not name Madison Cawthorn as the driver, they described the individual as a 28-year-old male from Cape Coral, details that align with Cawthorn's profile.
Were there any witnesses to the crash that can provide additional details about what transpired?
Yes, another driver named Alethea Shapiro says she witnessed the immediate aftermath of the collision. Shapiro shared video on social media showing a wheelchair-using driver, who she identified as Cawthorn, emerging from the Mercedes. Cawthorn has used a wheelchair since he was paralyzed from the waist down in a car crash at age 18. According to Shapiro, in the moments before the crash, the Mercedes had been tailgating her relentlessly on I-75. She says after the collision with the trooper's vehicle, the driver's door opened and a man in a wheelchair rolled out, repeatedly saying, "I am so sorry," to the visibly shaken officer.
Madison Cawthorn rose to national prominence when he won a North Carolina congressional seat at age 25 in 2020, before losing a primary bid for re-election last year. What more can you tell us about his driving record leading up to this alleged incident?
Cawthorn faced scrutiny for multiple driving offenses during his brief tenure in Congress. Before conceding the Republican primary in May 2022, he had been stopped by police several times, including being charged with driving with a revoked license. This latest incident in Florida, while still under investigation, raises further questions about the former representative's conduct behind the wheel. Authorities have not announced any charges at this time. We reached out to Cawthorn for comment, but have not received a response.
A troubling development for the former rising star in the Republican Party. Thank you for those details from the scene. We will continue to follow this story as more information becomes available. In other news, an off-duty Florida police officer has died after his car plunged into a canal early Sunday morning. Officer Joshua Tyree Ballesteros, 30, was taken to shore by emergency personnel after his vehicle went into the water. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but sadly passed away later that day. For more on this tragic story, we turn to our correspondent. What more can you tell us about what happened?
Authorities say that for unknown reasons, Officer Ballesteros' car ran off the road, struck a guardrail, hit a tree, rolled over, and landed upside down in the canal. The street was shut down for hours as investigators worked the scene, and the vehicle was pulled from the water. Ballesteros had been with the West Palm Beach Police Department since 2018, after graduating from the police academy. He played football at Florida Atlantic University, where he also studied public safety administration.
Officer Ballesteros leaves behind a young daughter and fiancé. What are people saying about the kind of person and police officer he was?
His fiancée, Glenn Tisha Johnson, says Ballesteros was a devoted father, son, and role model whose selflessness knew no bounds. She said he always prioritized the well-being of others over his own. the police union president called his death the result of a tragic off-duty crash and asked for prayers for all those who love him and will suffer from his loss. Senator Marco Rubio also expressed his condolences to the family and fellow officers.
Johnson has started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for Ballesteros' funeral and to provide financial security for his young daughter in the wake of this untimely death. So far, it has raised nearly $18,000 towards a $50,000 goal. Truly a heartbreaking loss for his family, the community, and the police department. And on that somber note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply People. We'll see you back here tomorrow.